somewhere else. Yes, it was also done by Kathy Kirby in 1963. It's a big hit for her. Right, so if you've got 1953, I'll give yourself 2 points for that one. Okay, how are we doing out there? By my calculation, you can get a maximum of 8 points out there because they all had the titles and the music, didn't they? Yeah. So most of you be on one of these or one of those. Yep, right. So we're going to the next one and just going to have a look, see where we are. Yes. Now, you're going to be careful with this one because, well, we'll find out when I played it.
A fine romance with no kisses. A fine romance, my friend. This is, we should be like a couple of hot tomatoes. But you're as cold as yesterday's mashed potatoes. A fine romance, you won't nestle. A fine romance, you won't wrestle. You're just as hard to land as the Ile de France. I haven't got a chance. This is a fine romance.
Right, what's that one called? Well, I think we can all agree it's called A Fine Romance. And that's Fred Astaire singing. A popular song composed by Jerome Kern with lyrics by Dorothy Fields, published in 1936. The song was written for the musical Swing Time, where it was co-introduced by Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers. And Astaire recorded a solo version of the song on July 28, 1936 for Brunswick Records, which is the one you just heard. So, if you've got 1936, fine. I didn't ask for Fred Astaire's name, but if you've got him, give yourself 4 points for that, okay? Because it was a well-known voice. Right, here we are. We're coming up for the sixth one. Doesn't that make you want to go on a nice holiday? Really does, doesn't it? You can just see the beaches out there and just doing the old Zorba the Greeks dance. Oh, there me. Just itching. Be lovely, wouldn't it? All right, that was, of course, Never on a Sunday by Don Costa and his orchestra from July 1961. An orchestral version recorded by him reached number 19 on the Billboard 100 charts in 1960, then returned to the Billboard Top 40, reissued in 1961. His version also peaked at 27 in the UK singles chart, following the success of the orchestral version. The film's bouzouki theme became a hit, and the film won the Academy Award for the Best Original Song. It's got a Greek name down here of who played it, but I can't actually. Manos Hadjidikis. And it was nominated by Academy Awards for Best Actress and Leading Role for Melina Mercouri. So there you are. Have you got that? Did you get Never on a Sunday? Right. I think it was in the title of the music, wasn't it? Anyway, give yourself 2 points, 1961, okay? Now, here's the last one. And you may find this tune very familiar for what you may have just heard earlier on. So give it a think first before you go jumping on this one. Here it is. Here's the last one.
Huh. take romance, I'll take jello. You come than the seals in the Arctic Ocean. At least they flap their fins to express emotion. A fine romance with no quarrels, with no insults and all morals. I've never mussed a crease in your blue serge pants. I never get the chance. This is a fine romance.
Right, there she goes. You must recognise that voice. I'm sure you do. Of course, it's Marilyn Monroe. Now, that was the same song, only 30 years later, sung by her in 1953, performed the song in the 1953 film Gentlemen Prefer Blondes. I think that was on television quite recently, a couple of weeks ago. And Marilyn Monroe's character was Loretta Lee. So there you are. Now, if you've got the year for that, 1953, once again, give yourself 2 points. You can't, because she's already sung the song's title in there. So that's the last one. I hope you've enjoyed that. We do one once a week. So next week we'll have another one for you. All right. Meanwhile, let's get back to the program. And here's a nice bit of music for you. If you're going out tonight, this is what you need to do. This is by Tammy Wynette, and it's called Stand By Your Man.
Sometimes it's hard to be a woman. Give him all your love to just one man. You'll have bad times and he'll have good times doing things that you don't understand. But if you love him, you'll forgive him, even though he's hard to understand. And if you love him, I'll be proud of him, 'cause after all, he's just a man. Are cold and lonely. Stand by your man and show the world you love him. Keep giving all the love you can. Stand by your man.
Bad Mary by Creedence Clearwater Revival. Right, it's coming up to 3:15, and so we're getting through our busy program. We've got lots of more music to come across. Just a couple of things I'm going to read out here. I've got a few birthdays, I think. Yes, I got a birthday for yesterday, this was, the 30th. It's Warren Beatty, he's 89. Eric Clapton, the guitarist, he's 81. And who else have we got there? Piers Morgan, broadcaster, 61. And Celine Dion, she's 58. So there you are. What else happened on dates yesterday? Well, what was going on in 1814? Britain and its allies entered Paris in triumph against Napoleon Bonaparte. In 1853, artist Vincent van Gogh, who painted sunflowers, was born in the Dutch village of Groot-Zuidendorp. 1867, Alaska was bought by America from Russia for $7.2 million, less than 2 cents an acre. I bet the Russians have regretted that ever since. Just think of the big military base they could have had there. 1964, the seaside resort of Clacton was the scene of a pitched battle by gangs of mods and rockers. We were talking about them just now. So that's the sort of things that's going on then. I've got any jokes? I've got a joke. Well, I've got a few more birthdays, I think. Birthday. John Astin, 96. The US actor who played Gomez in 1960 sitcom The Addams Family and is the last surviving main cast member. And during the run of the show, psychiatrists wrote articles about how it was the healthiest show on the air, and he reprised the role for a 1990s animated series. Born on this day on Monday was Eddie Jordan. The Irishman owned the Jordan F1 team, which won 4 Grand Prix in 15 years before becoming a BBC and Channel 4 pundit and a host of Top Gear. And while building the F1 team, he said he was in such debt his house was on the line, but the bailiffs understood completely and used to call me to tell me when he was coming. That's handy, isn't it? What else do we have? And Johnny Walker. He was born on this day. The BBC Radio 1 2 DJ was born Peter Dingley in the West Midlands, and he started out at Pirate Station Radio Caroline, which is where his name was changed. His bosses wanted to recycle a jingle created for an American DJ called Johnny Walker. Right. What else happened? March the 30th. In 1822, March the 30th, which was yesterday, Spanish-ruled Florida became a US territory. I didn't know it was that recent, really. In 1978, the Tories signed up Saatchi and Saatchi ahead of the 1979 general election. The company coined the slogan, Labour isn't working. I've got a joke here. Why don't zebras like giraffes? Because they're always looking down on them. Why don't zebras like giraffes? Because they're always looking down on them. All right. I'll most likely get that later on. I know what it means, but why was it a zebra, though? All right, nice bit of music. Now, this one is, we're going to go and have a bit of Beach Boys. So, Why Do Fools Fall in Love? This came out in 1964.
Oh, Got myself a crying, talking, sleeping, walking, living doll. Got to do my best to please her just 'cause she's a living doll.
So I just realised we just played that one, haven't we? Of course we have. All right, we'll sort that one out in a minute. Right, now you just heard by the Beach Boys, Why Do Fools Fall in Love? And we should be hearing just in a minute a Buddy Holly song, I think. Am I sure? Yes, I'm sure. And this is Not Fade Away by Buddy Holly and the Crickets from 1957. Ha ha. What's gone wrong? Let me check. Right, well, let's have a bit of Helen Shapiro, shall we? And this one's called Don't Treat Me Like a Child.
Well, just because I'm in my teens and I still go to school, don't think that I dream childish dreams. I'm nobody's fool. It's often said that a youngster should be seen and not be heard, but I want you to realize that is quite absurd. Don't wanna be so meek and mild, so please don't treat me like a child.
Right, there she goes, Helen Shapiro, Don't Treat Me Like a Child. I forgot what year that was now. I think I said 1964, didn't I? Yeah, 1961, sorry. And right now, well, I can't seem to get that record back from Buddy Holly. I'll have to see if I can search it for something else. But it's that particular track, for some reason, it's not coming up. Right, we're coming up to 5 minutes. Well, it's just gone past 10 to the hour, so we're coming up for 3 o'clock, and I've got 2 pop charts to get in there yet, and so I've got to move along here. But if you're interested in helping us out at the charity, just contact us anyway. I've given the numbers, you know how to get hold of us, Gosport Hospital Radio. If you go on the website, just put in Gosport Hospital Radio, and all the details come out for the radio. The app that we use, the app is Listen to My Radio. So if you do a search on your app store, come up with Listen to My Radio, that's the numerical number 2, Listen to My Radio, then search for Gospel HR and that will find you, and you can listen to us, well, 24 hours a day, and we've got live shows, some lovely stuff. And later on today at 4 o'clock, we've got CJ's Tuesday Muse Day. He's here from 4 until 5 doing his show. And then at 5 o'clock, I'm not sure, I don't think we got Jay, because I think she's off sick at the moment. But I think there's a programme putting out for her anyway. So that'll be from 5 to 6 p.m. and that's normally called a tea time mix. 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. we've got the two young lads, well, they're not exactly lads, but Tom and Patch doing their indie hour. The studio has to get enlarged, actually, for the two of them. Not that they're enlarged, it's just that they move around a lot in the studio, you know. So that's what's on today. Tomorrow, you've got Wednesday, you've got 1 p.m. to 2 p.m, same Sarah, different day. And at 4 p.m. to 5 p.m, we've got Andy's AM in the PM show. Thursday, we've got 2 p.m. to 3 p.m, Lorna Heart to Heart. And 8 p.m. to 9 p.m, Paul Dodds. Now Thursday is the night that I was mentioning earlier on, where Paul and myself will be putting that special show from 7 o'clock until 9 o'clock, and that will include a tribute to Neil Sedaka. Great musician, great singer. He has some wonderful music. You either like him or you don't, it doesn't matter. His music influenced so much music over the last 40, 50 years, and it can't be denied on that. So we'll have more of that on Thursday. So join us for that. That's you a good evening. And it'd be nice to have two of us in the studio doing our little bit there. Yep. So, and on Friday, we've got 11 a.m. to 12 noon, Emma Smith's Emma's Anthems. 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. Well, I don't think we've got any new faces yet. Oh, we might have. I'm not sure. 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. Disco Dave Surprise Surprise Show. And 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. we've got Vicky's Friends and Family Request Show. She's not feeling great at the moment, so hopefully she'll be all right for a show. Saturday, 11 a.m. to 12 noon is CJ Rocks. And 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. is Jay's Pick of the Pops. Sunday, 11 a.m. to 12 noon, Sean Blackman's Good News Show, and that's repeated again at 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. And 6 p.m. on 7 p.m., we've got Andy's Love Song Show. And that's 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. on the same evening, you've got Andy's AM in the PM show. That's a repeat from Wednesday. Right, so we're going to a bit more music, shall we? We're going on to the Who now. It's what I'm highlighting this week, and we're going to come up to a few more of those. Now, we're going to start off with my mind's going, yes, we've just had that one. We're going to start up with The Substitute. Now, this was came out in 66, a song that demonstrated the band's ability to craft a catchy and memorable tune with a unique sound. So here we have, and then after that, hopefully you should have a Pinball Wizard, and then after that it should be Pictures of Lily. But whether we get, no, we won't have time for that. We've got the news coming up, so I'll play this next one, and then we'll have the news. So I'm just altering that. Right, so here we are, Substitute by The Who. We'll be right back.
ain't seen nothing like him in any amusement hall. That deaf dumb blind kid sure plays a mean pinball. He stands like a statue, becomes part of the machine, feeling all the bumpers, always playing clean. Plays by intuition, the digit counts as ball. That deaf dumb blind kid sure plays a mean pinball. He's a pinball wizard, there has to be a twist. A pinball wizard's got such a sufferer.
How do you think he does?
I don't know.
What makes him so good?
Ain't got no distractions, can't hear no buzz and bells. Don't see no lights flashing, plays by sense of smell. Always gets the replay, never seen him fall. That deaf dumb and blind kid sure plays a mean pinball. Seen him fall, that deaf dumb and blind kid sure plays a mean pinball.
This is Tom on Gosport Hospital Radio. Tune in 8 o'clock on Tuesday evenings, where I'll be playing the best of indie and rock music.
I used to wake up in the morning, I used to feel so bad. I got so sick of having sleepless nights, I went and told my dad. He said, son, now here's some little something, and stuck them on my wall. And now my nights seem quite so lonely, in fact I don't feel bad at all. Pictures of Lily made my life so wonderful. Pictures of Lily helped me sleep at night. Pictures of Lily solved my childhood problem. Pictures of Lily helped me feel all right. Pictures of Lily, Lily, oh Lily, Lily, oh Lily. Pictures of Lily. And then one day things weren't quite so fine. I fell in love with Lily. Since 1929, oh how I cried that night. If only I'd been born in this time, it would have been alright. Pictures of Lily made my life so wonderful. Pictures of Lily helped me sleep at night.
Lips of Lily, and that was the last of The Who. And I hope you've enjoyed that little spate of some of the hit records and good stuff. I was just looking for some more about them, and you know, Keith Moon, he unfortunately he died at, I'm just looking for the year, it was quite early, but I can't find it. But anyway, the main thing about the Who is they're still going now. On paper, they oh, here we are. Keith Moon, the legendary drummer of The Who, died on September 7th, 1978, from an overdose of, I can't pronounce that, clomazole, a sedative he was using to manage his alcohol withdrawal symptoms. And he was born 1946, same year as me. And so, but he was considered to be known for his explosive drumming style and wild personality. He joined The Who in 1964, contributing significantly to their sound with his unique drumming technique. So, right, just one other thing about The Who. Pete Townsend has previously spoken openly about continuing to perform live when schedules and health allow, while Roger Daltrey has remained an active touring presence. Given this pattern, a short UK arena run or a limited number of high-profile shows in 2026 would not be unexpected. So cross your fingers over that for you Who fans. You might be ever. They have just completed, I think. The Who have not announced any. I'm just looking to see. They've done a couple of tours in abroad, but there's nothing. There may be an opportunity for them to do a concert in the UK in this year. Okay, so keep your ears out for that one. Hope you've enjoyed that. Now we're going to go on to a bit of Duane Lilly from Pepe, and then we're going to try and do a top 10 chart, okay?
Thank you.
That was, of course, I'll Never Find Another You. Came out 64 by The Seekers, which reached number one in the UK charts. And before that, would it be a Pepe from Duane Eddy, 1961, covered the song. And his version charted at number 20 on the Billboard. However, it was a much bigger hit in the United Kingdom, where it peaked at number 2 in January 1961. Well, we're coming up. We've got about 15 minutes left of the show, so I've got to squeeze a few things in. But one of the things we're going to do first is I'm going to play... do one of my top 10 charts, hopefully. We won't have a problem like we had last week. We'll see how it goes this week. So this is from the 6th of February 1953, and so we'll take it from there. Right, this is starting from number 10. It's just gone into, it's just moved in from the 20 charts in number 10, and it's Faith Can Move Mountains by Nat King Cole and Capital. And moving from 10 to number 9, or rather 9 to number, yeah, number 10 to number 9, now is by El Martino on Capital label. Another new entry is Everything I Have Is Yours by Eddie Fisher on HMV label at number 8. Moving from 9 to number 7, Cowpunchers Cantata by Max Bygraves on HMV label. And staying at number 6 for 2 weeks now, Hear My Heart by Al Martino on Capitol. Staying at number 5 for 2 weeks, You Belong to Me by Joe Stafford on Columbia label. And another one staying at number 4 for another 3 weeks, Because You're Mine by Mary Alonza on HMV label. Coming down from number 1 to number 3 is Outside of Heaven by Eddie Fisher on HMV. Staying at number 2 for his second week is Come Along in Love by K-Star on Capitol. This week's number 1, 6th of February 1953, is Don't Let the Stars Get in Your Eyes on Perry Como and The Ramblers on HMV label. And it was number 3 last week, now number 1.
Don't let the stars get in your eyes, don't let the moon break your heart. Love blooms at night, in daylight it dies. Don't let the stars get in your eyes, oh keep your heart from me, for someday I'll return and you know you're the only one I'll ever love.
Too many nights, too many stars,
too many moons could change your mind.
Don't let the moon change your mind.
If I'm gone too long, don't forget where you belong. When the stars come out, remember you are mine. Don't let the stars get in your eyes, don't let the moon break your heart. Love blooms at night, in daylight it dies. Don't let the stars get in your eyes, oh keep your heart from me, for someday I'll return and you know you're the only one I'll ever love.
Too many
nights to be alone.
Too many. many nights all alone.
Oh, please keep your heart while we are apart. Don't you linger in the moonlight when I'm gone.
While I'm gone.
Don't let the stars get in your eyes. Don't let the moon break your heart.
Don't let the moon break your heart.
Love blooms at night. In daylight it dies. Don't let the stars get in your eyes. Oh, keep your heart from me, for someday I'll return. And you know you're the only one I'll ever love.
I'll ever love.
I'll ever love. You're the only one.
There he goes, Perry Como from 1953, 6th of February. Long, long time ago, isn't it? It's even long for me, actually. Got a thing here from, you know, I look at through the week, special days, days have got special things. Well, you're not going to believe what today is. It's National Bunsen Burner Day. Believe it? It's only our generation. I can think you can know what a Bunsen burner is. It's that nifty lab gadget that cranks up the heat for chemical experiments, turning the ordinary into the extraordinary. I would have thought there was allowed environmental health and safety now to do all that, the way things go. But there we are. It's called a National Bunsen Burner Day. What else we got? Friday is Glass Games, World Marbles Day. People of all ages gather to share their skills and enjoy the friendly competition. Vibrant events turns the game into a joy. I remember marbles, and I remember how we used to collect and walk around with these big bags of different types and all sorts of names for different types. And Sunday, it's Extra Day, of course. Easter Sunday is the Christian celebration of Christ's resurrection. Also, a circuitous spring festival with chocolate eggs and eating family meals. Someone made a point, actually, in a paper I read somewhere, that they're selling Easter eggs in boxes, but they're not selling their Easter eggs. They just said it's chocolate. A bit strange, really. It can't be anything else. It's not a Christmas tree, is it? Anyway, so don't forget, tomorrow is April the 1st, so don't get tricked into believing anything, all right? So I'd stay in bed until 12 if you can do it, and so then don't get conned into anything. And that's a bit more serious advice, actually, on mobile phones and websites, all sorts of things. There's always going to be someone out there who's going to try and push their luck. So be very wary. Right, we're going to have Frank Ifield. We've got about 7 or 8 minutes to come up. And we're going to have a bit of Frank Ifield. And I Remember You.
I remember you. You're the one who made my dreams come true a few kisses ago. I remember you. You're the one who said I love you too. Yes, I do. Didn't you know? I remember too a distant bell and stars that fell like the rain out of the blue. When my life is through and the angels ask me to recall the thrill of them all, then I will tell them I remember. Distant bell and stars that fell just like the rain out of the blue. When my life is through and the angels ask me to recall the thrill of them all, then I will tell them I
you're my world, you're every breath I take. You're my world, your every move I make. Other eyes see the stars up in the skies, but for me they shine within your eyes as the trees reach for the sun above. So my arms reach out to you for love. With your hand resting in mine, I feel a power. Your hand resting in mine, I feel a power.
Right, well, that was Cilla Black, of course, couldn't mistake her voice. You're My World, and it came out in 64, and George Martin had a big hand in recording that for her in the studios, and it was originally an Italian version, and they got it all sorted out, but there you are. And you had, of course, I Remember You by Frank Ifield, popular song about nostalgia with music by Victor Schnitzner and words by Johnny Mercer, and first released by Jimmy Dorsey in December 1941. And Frank Ifield recorded the song in a yodeling country music style on 27th of May 1962, and his version went to number one in the UK singles charts. There you are. Right, we're coming up to the end of the programme, I'm afraid. Yeah, I know. It's terrible, isn't it? Yeah. Do you know, I haven't had a cup of tea for the last 2.5 hours, so I don't know how I lived. But anyway, I hope you've enjoyed the programme. Stay tuned into Gosport Hospital Radio. 4 o'clock, you've got CJ doing his programme. And we're on 7 days a week, so don't forget that. And I look forward to being here next week so you can listen to a lot more 50s, 60s music. Because that's what I'm about, is 50s, 60s. And if you're in the wards, I hope that you're not staying there long. I hope you, meanwhile, listen to our music. But please, that's what we're here for. That's what the music's provided for. It's for you. And hopefully it makes you feel a bit better. So when you leave hospital, you can still listen to us when you get home. OK? Right, I'm going to put on Have I the Right by the Honeycombs, but I'm going to fade out on this one, I'm afraid. So this came out in 64. So from me, until next week, look after yourselves. Goodbye and take care.
Have I the right to hold you? You know I've always told you that we must never, ever part. Oh, have I the right to kiss you? I've loved you from the very start.
shivers running down my spine.
Bringing Gosport closer to you. This is your very own Gosport Hospital Radio. Nowhere to go, nothing to do. Tune in on Thursday evenings between 8 and 9 p.m. on Gosport Hospital Radio, when Paul will be bringing you local charities, people who need help, and people who need volunteers. Have a listen and see if we can match what you want. Have a look on our Facebook page for details of this week's guest.
I wander through this wonderland alone, never knowing my right foot from my left.
Think you need medical help right now and you're not sure what to do? Go straight to NHS 111. Call, go online or use the NHS app. You'll answer questions about your symptoms and receive advice about what to do next and where to go. And, if needed, a healthcare professional will call you. NHS 111 is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So, if you're not sure what to do, go straight to 111. Help us, help you know what to do.
Hope you enjoyed the last 2 hours of Bob's 50-60 special. So, join me again next Tuesday from 1:30 to 3:30 p.m.